By examining the morphology of submerged Florida, we can easily see that there are fundamental components such as the continental shelf and the continental slope, which drops off very quickly along the Florida platform, also known as the West Florida Escarpment. In some places, it is nearly vertical, 1,000 to 1,500 meters high, maybe more, into the deep Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico at the base of the escarpment is about 3,200 meters deep. We have an extremely wide West Florida shelf, which constitutes half the Florida platform. Interestingly enough, most of the exposed portion of the platform is situated on the eastern side of the Florida platform, which begs an explanation as to why. We will come to that later. On the east coast of Florida, the continental shelf is considerably narrower. Down in the Miami area, it looks like the strong western boundary current, known as the Florida Current, has eroded the platform margin, making it very straight and narrow. As we said earlier, the width of the submerged shelf here is only a few kilometers, if even that wide.